Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Rona Days, episode 71 of the show, where I recap my week as it was. The Rona Days, the before time is no longer. The Rona Days are now. Talked a little bit about, my new tools. Getting new tools, enjoying new tools, using my new tools a lot, making sure I get a lot of use out of new things that I'm buying, new equipment that I'm buying. And I bought some new equipment that showed up this week. And because of that, I've been experimenting and doing a lot of things. I got a new camera. And it's not really a camera as much as it's a used iPhone. Used iPhone 7 specifically. But because I was thinking about getting a camera, I have a bunch of Canon lenses. The body of my Canon body died last year. And then I started using, that's what I was using to record these episodes. Then I started using a GoPro. I've been thinking about getting a camera to replace that one and maybe start using that camera for this. And, doing live streams and all that kind of stuff. But then while thinking about it, I looked and you can get a refurbished iPhone 7, and I got the upgraded memory so that, I have extra space for recording for cheap. And it does good enough. It's like 1080p for the front-facing camera, probably a little bit better for the rear-facing. But as far as video quality, it's better than, it handles the lighting and things like that a lot better than the GoPro did, I believe. It's going to be interesting to see, because I'm using it to record this week's episodes. So hopefully it all turns out okay. Obviously, if it doesn't look great, there's going to be some issues. But so far, so good. I've enjoyed it. I've done some live painting with it. Also did some behind the scenes. So I've been doing a lot of things, a lot of new things that have kind of come up since this camera came in. And it's nice. So it's a phone. I don't use the phone functionality of it. I bought it to be a camera that I can stream. It like effortlessly streams. I only have a few apps on it, so I could stream to Twitch, or I could stream to, YouTube. I could stream to Instagram. I could do the live streams for everything. It's got the two cameras. The front-facing camera is nice because I can see myself just underneath. It looks better. I used to have a monitor down here, but now I can just see how much time I've recorded. I can see in the camera right up. It's just nice. It's nice. It's a little bit wide angle, so, I can fit everything in kind of good. So far, I'm liking it. I've been doing a lot of things. So, first change that happened, Top 5, which is a show that I put out on Saturdays where I run down either, top 5 movies in a genre or by a director or in a topic. Like this week, I'm doing Top 5 things that are funny when they happen to somebody else, which is a topic that I got from All Fantasy Everything, a recent episode of theirs, which I thought was funny. But that's moving from Saturdays to Sundays, so it's taking the Sunday slot that used to be occupied by the Ultimate Movie Championship, which ended last week. The last episode in that series is done. So Top 5 is moving to Sunday, just to free up, so now Friday and Saturdays are kind of open. I'm thinking of, I'm going to be experimenting with different things to put in there, maybe. And then Monday is usually like whatever a new release is, or a TV show, whatever it is, I feel. Monday, Friday, and Saturday are kind of like evolving, rotating, whatever I feel like talking about episodes. Top 5 is moving to Sunday. I'm doing more Patreon-exclusive stuff, exclusive content, early access to episodes. So last week I recorded, which are coming out this week, A Quiet Place and A Quiet Place 2. If you are a Patreon subscriber over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder, you would have had access to both of those movie reviews last week. But they will be public Friday and Saturday of this week. So the next 2 days, those will be coming out. So I'll be wearing a different. I'll be wearing the same shirt as last week because that's when I recorded it. So I'll be having exclusive episodes, early access episodes will be going up there. Obviously, all of the live streams that I do are going to be archived on Patreon eventually. Like a lot of these Patreon exclusive stuffs are going to be eventually kind of things. And then also behind the scenes. So I recorded some behind the scenes. I live streamed some of me photographing all the new artwork that I was that I just got done painting. And I'll do live streams of me painting as well. And you can listen to the podcast that I'm listening to or movies or whatever I happen to have on while I paint. But yeah, and you could chat with me if you want. I mean, while I'm painting, I might not be looking at it, but also I'll probably be doing live streams while I edit, like later on today. So Sundays, I'll probably be doing live streams as I edit and to produce, you know, all the episodes of the podcast. I'll be doing live streams of, Twitch. So, I just realized this recently, getting all the apps that I could think of on the new phone. But Twitch has a new beta feature where you can stream your mobile games on Twitch, which that's all I play. I play Call of Duty Mobile. I've talked about it multiple times on this show. So I've been doing that. I did that. I've probably played like 10 matches so far. And I just recently learned how to turn on my microphone so I can like commentate and talk while I'm playing. The matches I do Battle Royale and they take about 20, 25 minutes to complete. So short episodes, let's say, about the same length as a standard Ray Taylor episode. So if I get good at commentating, I might start doing that as like an episode. There might be episodes of the Ray Taylor Show, which I'm calling Ray Plays. And you could see those on YouTube or on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/inspireddisorder or youtube.com/inspireddisorder. I'm archiving those Twitch videos over on YouTube just to monetize, try and monetize, because you never know. So yeah, which I was already playing Call of Duty Mobile. It's just now it's being recorded, being streamed, I should say. So it's going to be a little bit more performative, but there's still going to be times where I'm going to play and I'm not going to say anything. I'm just not going to have my microphone on. Because what I like to do, how I like to play Call of Duty is in the morning. I like to, it wakes my brain up, you know, gets me going. And then also I love to play, you know, while I'm taking breaks doing my stuff. So there's going to be a lot more of that. So follow me on Twitch if you want to watch those. I might be doing some live streaming of my painting either on Twitch or on YouTube. I might even do Instagram. I don't know. I'm definitely going to be live streaming when I paint. I'm going to be live streaming as much as possible. As far as where that gets live streamed to, I'm probably going to experiment, but eventually I would imagine they're all going to be archived on YouTube. So go subscribe, youtube.com/inspireddisorder. But yeah, so those are Patreon, early access to episodes, eventually the live stream archives, as well as, you know, archives to all the past episodes of podcasts that I used to do. And then behind the scenes stuff, if you want to see my process, any of the boring stuff, I'm going to start posting a lot of that stuff over there. Patreon.com, patreon.com/inspireddisorder to sign up for all of those benefits there. Twitch, obviously. And yeah, so that's pretty much been it. On another note, like that's all the technical stuff. I'm excited, you know, after being depressed and unmotivated like the past month or so, it feels nice to be inspired to do all these new things. But in addition to that, I've been trying to experiment with making Almond Joy cookies. There's like this recipe you don't have to bake them. It's just like you melt chocolate and like condensed milk, and then you pour in the coconut, and then you pour in, I'm tweaking with the recipe of making these, because I love coconut. I love like Almond Joy and Mounds. Like coconut candy is delicious. So I don't know. Because I'm making all these meals, these whole HelloFresh meals that from these recipe cards. So I'm making those, which I enjoy those as well. But I, you know, it's fun to make some dessert too. So I'm experimenting, trying to figure out a recipe that works. And then you just like melt it down and you scoop it out onto wax paper and then you freeze it. Pretty easy. So I've been working on that too. And actually, since I do have this extra camera, I might do like a cooking show, like using, I have tons of those recipes, and I'm cooking them just using a hot plate and an air fryer for the most part. So minimal cook, like they're super easy to do. So they're like meals that you could almost do if you're, as long as you have like a little kitchenette, like you can almost do them. In, you know, in like a little hotel room if you wanted to. Anyway, I might start doing a cooking show. So there's the Call of Duty gameplay show, potentially, cooking show. I thought about doing, there's a podcast that I love called Scissor Brothers, which I've worn their shirt on the show before. A new show with Jeremiah Watkins and Steve Lee. Bobby Lee's brother, this guy's little brother. They do a show. I'm pretty sure it's YouTube only. Might have an audio version, but you benefit from watching the video because they sing songs, they do challenges. It's crazy. It's a fun show. It literally makes me laugh out loud, unlike any other comedy podcast show. So I'm thinking next Saturday, new episodes come out Friday, I'm sorry. Next Friday, I might do a live stream reaction to watching, I don't know. I'm experimenting with stuff, so I might watch their episode next week live at reaction video. This newest one, the challenge was, it gets reactions out of me. And it might be something entertaining for people to look at. I don't know. I'm just trying new ideas, experimenting, seeing what I like, seeing what works. Just having fun. I'm having some fun over here. So anyway, that's been my week. I hope everybody's having a good week wherever you are. Staying away, masking up, getting your vaccines. A friend of mine just had her whole vacation altered because the Delta variant is closing things back down in some places. So, I'm still living in my cave. Nothing's much changed for me other than I'm getting a dose of inspiration and motivation. And I got a new tool that I'm trying to use to the fullest. The Max, the M-A-X, capitalized, underscored, bold, headline, done, son. Get yourself some amazing coffee over at stationhousecoffee.com and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. That's your place for small batch, single origin, premium coffee, brewed in Thetford Center, Vermont, shipped directly to you. Go now to stationhousecoffee.com and order yourself some amazing coffee. And don't forget to follow Station House Coffee. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com and follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!